Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being prepared for trial. Prepared for the trials of life, the difficulties that come our way, the difficulties that come from people, but the difficulties that the enemy produces. Sometimes that's through people, sometimes it's through the circumstances of life, sometimes it's through our own flesh. But today we're going to focus in on being prepared for insults. Those things that sometimes get under our skin. And we let them have more power than they ought to have. And the text of scripture I want to use this morning, we're kind of covering the end of Matthew 26, the beginning of Matthew 27, is primarily focused on with, well, it definitely would be an insult, is the betrayal of Jesus by Judas, but the fact that when Judas realizes what he's done and attempts to return the money that had been paid to him in order to for him to betray Jesus, it was kind of like an insult to the religious leaders, which I find fascinating and we'll talk about in just a moment. Matthew 27, verse 6, the chief priest picked up the coins and said, "It is against the law to put this into the treasury, since it is blood money." It goes on to talk about what they did with it, but it's as if they were insulted that Judas would throw this blood money on the ground in front of them, and it was an insult that to such an extent they could not use it in the normal operations of the temple. Now, I bring that up because of the hypocrisy of, well, treating Jesus the way they did, and yet being offended by the actions of someone that they joined with in making the betrayal and the crucifixion of Jesus even possible. And it's easy to look back and to point fingers and think what awful people those chief priests, Judas, the crowds that were screaming for Barabbas to be released instead of Jesus. It's easy to look back and point fingers at them because it deflects the attention away from us. But living life, this being prepared for insults really does have two sides to it. There are those that will insult you and me because of our faith, who believe that we ought to live differently even though they don't, who will belittle our faith because they don't understand it or they don't like it. And sometimes they do that simply because that's the nature of those led by the enemy. And we must be prepared, as Jesus was prepared, for the insults of the people and to recognize that it's coming. But we also really need to ask God to help us when we're the one who's an insult to Him. Not that we would necessarily do that deliberately. Sometimes we might. Under the circumstances that it feels easier to go along with something that isn't right than to take a stand on our faith. You see, when we sin, when we disrespect God, I don't know that we often think about it being an insult. And yet we take the things which are meant for good and we use them for evil. It's the nature of the flesh ruled by the enemy. And so it's important that we pay attention to our own life, to the sincerity of our words and actions, to avoid the accurate labels of hypocrite. There are times when that word is used against people, against us, against you, against me, and it's an insult because it isn't true, or we don't want it to be true. But those times when it is true, and there are times when it is, it ought to serve as a reminder that claiming allegiance to God and not living like it is at some level an insult to Him. But the key to how we respond is to take a look at the difference between Jesus looking at Peter after Peter denied Him three times and Peter understanding what had just happened and weeping bitterly. And Judas, again, after the fact, understanding what he had just done and being filled with remorse. Judas felt that there was no return and took his own life. Peter placed himself at the mercy of Jesus and was restored. And so when we look at our own life and the insults that we have to be prepared for that come at us, the insults we have to be prepared for that come from us, the good news is that God's not taken by surprise. He's prepared. And He longs for every one of us to be redeemed, to be restored, to be shown mercy, and for every one of us to show mercy. And so today we live life prepared for the insults that come at us, not responding in like manner, but if there's a response necessary at all, it's a response of love. But also prepared for the insults that come from us, whether intentional or unintentional. Those times when we deny Jesus. And we return to Him. We repent. We seek forgiveness. We acknowledge and ask for His help in overcoming those situations where we're weak, where we're just not thinking, where we desire to be seen as honorable among men rather than with God. And we turn and we find the embrace of the One who loves us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Father, we acknowledge there are times when our life, our actions, our words, our thoughts really are an insult to you. And times where we just don't think about it. We put someone else or something else as more important to us. And in doing so, we really do insult you. We insult our claim of allegiance to you. And so, God, help us to be prepared for those times where our life isn't what it ought to be. And rather than to live in despair when we understand that, may we find rescue. May we find restoration as we turn back to you. But Father, there are also those times where we are insulted because of our faith, because we hold fast to that allegiance to you. And the world and those ruled by the enemy don't like it at all. And just as the crowds would hurl insults at Jesus, some of those are directed our way. And so, God, help us to be prepared for that, to know when to answer and when to be silent. To know the productiveness of continuing to love and to show mercy. To look to Jesus for the example of how to be prepared. And so, God, today, as we live, knowing that insults come towards us, they come from us, may we be prepared to overcome each of those because of the work of Jesus in our life. And help us today to lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.